How can we achieve the consciousness of being always surrendered to Krishna, which we may not have even while we are going through the activities of bhakti externally? The acharyas talk about six limbs of surrender: anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjanam. That accept that which is favorable, reject that which is unfavorable. Rakshishti vishwaso goptritve varnam tatha. That Krishna is my protector, Krishna is my maintainer. Atmanikshvepa karpanye. Krishna, I offer myself entirely to you. Without you, I am nothing. Sharvidha sharanagati. These are aspects. Now, if you see, the last four in these are dispositions. They are states of emotion. Now, they are going to take a long time to cultivate. To feel that Krishna is my protector. I am a long way from that. But the first two can be actions. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjanam. Accept that which is favorable, avoid that which is unfavorable. So, if we are just doing this, we are surrendered. Say, I'm sitting in a class, I'm reading scripture. That time I feel sleepy. At that time I just recline on a comfortable chair. What am I doing? I'm doing that which is unfavorable. So, but on the other hand, if I decide to just stand up and maybe walk and read, or maybe I just read aloud, what I'm doing? I'm doing something which keeps me awake. So, from the external point of view, that may not seem to be a great activity. But that is also surrender. Surrender means to accept that which is favorable and avoid that which is unfavorable. So, this two-point practical definition of surrender can help us to stay surrendered at all times. And by doing these two activities constantly, okay, what is favorable, what is unfavorable? Let me do the favorable, let me avoid the unfavorable. By doing these two activities, we'll move onward steadily, and eventually the remaining four states will come.